Yes, now become aware of all of the sacred power points across the planet, everywhere. Pyramids, churches, sacred centers, vortex centers, all around the planet. All of the places that prior to this were taken over by what you would call the dark forces. They took these, and on these power points, they assembled churches and other buildings of various types so that they can control this grid. Not the Christ consciousness grid, but this grid that was the light grid that they turned into a dark grid to be able to utilize their magic. But now that is all changing. So see now all of the points across the planet, all of the sacred power points, all being connected now with light. See light moving from each point, from pyramids to church steeples, to buildings. Wherever ones are on these power points, these sacred power places, Stonehenge, Mount Shasta, areas in Peru, in Australia, the Middle East, Africa, all the various sacred power spaces. Also associated with the ley lines across the planet. Now all of these now are becoming reconnected once again with light. See light moving from each power point as if there was a crystal associated with each of these, and indeed there is. These crystals can talk to each other. These crystalline structures within these power points can speak to each other. Speak to each other in a light language all across the planet. In a vibration. And they vibrate. See these crystals in these points. All vibrating now and sending the message, sending an electrical message to the next one and to the next one and to the next one. See the connection happening all around the planet. And the Great Pyramid itself, see that becoming a conductor once again, a conductive point. Just as it was as of old, becoming that again, a major power point, as well as other places. I don't need to name each one, just simply know, as these power points are becoming reconnected with light, with vibration, high vibration, and high consciousness. And the consciousness that is moving through this grid is connected to your individual consciousnesses as well, as individuals and as a group, and as a collective consciousness of the entire planet. So all is coming together now, and all of the waves of energy that have been coming in, they are moving into this crystalline Christ consciousness grid, moving into it, re-energizing it, relighting it, so to speak. All is coming together now as this connection continues to happen. Those of you in this group, as well as other groups, as well as the Alliance, as well as the Galactics, all are working to reconnect to this light grid, this crystalline light grid, which carries the Christ consciousness, and disseminates the Christ consciousness to all of the people on the planet that are ready to take it in, and are ready to absorb it. This, see this happening now as the waves of energy are coming in, re-energizing, relighting the grid. Also again associated with man's consciousness, also working on this grid to bring it all back together and forming a barrier around the planet so that no darkness will ever be able to penetrate again as long as this grid remains. Know that this grid at one time was taken over by those of the dark forces to utilize for their own benefit, to bring consciousness down, to bring vibration down to where you have found yourselves in those dark ages. You are coming out of those dark ages now. You are emerging from those, that darkness, and back into the light. And the light is coming from the great central sun of the universe. Feel it all coming together now. And the solar flash, the great event, the changeover, see that as all part of this great expression of awakening, mass awakening is happening across the planet, has been happening and is continuing to happen. For a bit, feel this, feel the energies, experience them, visualize, feel it. And if you can, even become it. The oneness of it. Now, one more thing. As you are looking down on the planet, seeing this connection, this reconnection of the light grid all across the planet, notice what it forms as it's all connected. I'm not going to tell you what it forms. Notice it. Now, if you would, everybody begin to return back towards your physical body. You are in your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. Return to that. back down to your physical body. Come back to your physical body and make sure that you merge yourself back in. Don't leave any of your astral body outside. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain, and as always, it is a pleasure to be able to be here with you in this way, to share, to open up, or continue to open up experiences within you, to help to guide you along the way, as many of us are doing, not only through this source, through this channel, but through many other channels, how we can bring this communication to you to help you to remember who you are. And that is what this is all about. That is what you are all here for, the mission that you came here for, to remember who you are, to again feel that power within you, as you spoke in your discussion earlier. Bring the power back within you. It has always been there. It is only your mind, your brain, that has shut off to it, has shut off to the higher consciousness within you and to the God consciousness within you. But it is all coming back now. For many of you, we are noticing that you are coming back within yourself. You're coming back to who you are. Some of you are remembering bits and pieces along the way. Some of you are getting those glimpses of those experiences outside of this third dimensional illusion. You're seeing beyond the illusion. You're seeing beyond the veil. And if not seeing, you are feeling it. So allow it. Allow it to continue to flow through you. Do not become mired in the muck that is all around you now, in the experience that is that 3D experience. Yes, we know it is difficult to find yourself out of it when you are so ensconced within it. But you can be in it and not of it at the same time. You can live your lives, but still find those times, those moments in your everyday expression where you can raise your vibration, knowingly raise your vibration. You have control over that. Nobody controls that for you. Nobody can bring your vibration down unless you allow them to. If you allow the dark forces, if you allow the cabal to continue to control you, then what is left for the rest of mankind? If they are able to control those of you, the light warriors, then how can mankind achieve what is needed in this great plan? You must show the way, my friends. You must show the way. Just as I, again, when those were so frightened to sign the Declaration of Independence for this country, for this United States of America, and I stepped forward and was the catalyst to have them drop their fear, to then one by one sign that declaration, which continues to hold sway this day, the Constitution of this country. It is not only the Constitution of this country. It is to be the Constitution of the entire planet, of the world, and of all the people of the world. We the people. It is not just for this country, not just for the United States. We the people. is for all of the people, no matter what race, no matter what color, no matter what religion, across the entire planet. The collective consciousness of man must become one. And you, each and every one of you on these calls, each and every one of you that reads these messages or listens to them after, each and every one of you are necessary. And it is part of your mission right now to show the way, to be that ideal. But you cannot be the ideal if you go along with what they are attempting to hold you to hold mankind to. And make no mistake, my friends, the cabal, the dark forces, the elite, whatever you want to call them, are doing everything that they can to continue to hold on to control on this planet. But they know that they are losing control, so they are putting out all of the stops now, everything that they can to think of, putting all of the parts of their plan together. Only they are having to bring it together much more quickly than they had originally planned. And because of that, they have what you would call loopholes in their plan. And the Alliance, those forces of light, are working to close all of those loopholes so that they can be utilized within the forces of light. That is what you are working on now, each and every one of you. To hold the light and share the light. When you are part of reconnecting this consciousness grid, this Christ consciousness grid, you are powerful beyond measure. Because you are connected to this grid. You may not be fully aware of that yet. You will be. But you may not be yet. Your power comes through that grid. And that is why, as this grid continues to build and continues to be reconnected, your power is growing within you. The light is growing within you. Do not sit back. Do not sit back and allow those forces to continue to hold sway with you. Because again, if they hold sway with you, then they hold sway with all of mankind. You, of course, being the collective you, those of the light workers and warriors throughout the planet, you that have awakened first and are preparing even now for your ascension, to be in that first wave of ascension. So allow yourselves to move through this transition, through this ascension process. But move through it with all of your power intact within you and the light spreading out from you. All of my peace and love be with all of you, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters. And oh, how the reunion awaits us all.
Om mani padme hum ma om mani padme hum ma om
my own greetings to you. Wanusarf here, and we are ready to move on with your questions. And of course, you already know that the Joanna is not here to bring her dear higher aspect, Shoshana, through here, so that she could be a part of this question and answer. But we are here, we are ready, we are here to be of service. How can we do that? Do you have questions now? You can unmute your phones if you have questions, and we are ready to do so.
Yes, dear one, this is Lorelei. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud okay, and clear.
So, yeah, I never was a fading wallflower. This is very interesting, this message from Saint Germain, because it really speaks directly, and I'd like to get your thoughts more on this as well, to what I've been thinking of. So we're being called to really work on our inner work. I know that that's important. Is there somebody else talking? Okay. I know that's important that we work on our inner work. But it's also been coming to me that maybe we as a group should pull together and start to do maybe more action-oriented stuff, maybe doing things that might change laws or change these mandates. I don't know what this might be, whether it be petitions or finding out legal ways that we can, be a resource for people as a group and pulling together. And then he talked about today about signing the Constitution, which was concrete action in time, state, So I don't know. I guess I've been a little wondering whether as a group and as individuals, is there more action to be taken or is it more necessary for us to really just focus on ourselves and in our work and all that?
There is never a point where you can not take action, or you have taken too much action, or there is something else that you can do. But we would say to you, to this group especially, that you are already doing it. You are doing it just by what you are doing. Yes, your inner work, but you are also doing much to assist. When you do these meditations each, these guided meditations each Sunday, every time you come together in this respect, you are doing a great service to the entire planet, to the entire collective consciousness of the planet. So it is not like you are just sitting back and not doing anything. Now, as to directly your question, though, since you are really very direct with it, we will come back with a direct answer here. It is not important for you to move into those areas of legal type of experience or aspect here, unless you are of that legal persuasion, which we find that there is no one on this call that is in that aspect here as a lawyer or anything of this nature in that respect. So it is not for you especially to go in that direction. Now, it is not to say that you cannot come together as a group, though, if you wish, if there is someone who wishes to lead that and do petitions or something of this nature, if you find that a petition would be of help to you. But then we would say to you that you are operating then within the 3D realm here, and you do much, much, much more help here by what we like to call coming in the back door in terms of reaching man's consciousness, as you are doing, again, each Sunday here, by coming in the back door, so to speak here. Okay? Does this answer your question?
Yes, it very much does. I appreciate that. And I don't know whether there might be still things that I might do on an individual basis to assist some family members. But yes, that you say that what we're doing now is also already quite a lot and even more powerful, that really does make a difference. Thank you.
Yes, you are much more powerful as a group, Ancient Awakenings, as much, much more than you can possibly imagine yet at this point. You will come to understand, though, as Saint Germain said, you will come to understand just how powerful you are. Okay. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I do have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I would like to get some guidance on how to deal with this roller coaster feelings. Lately, I'm the type of person that don't care about what other people think, as long as I don't harm anybody, and I believe it's for the highest good of myself and the rest. But I sometimes, how is there any recommendation that you can give us on how to deal with sadness and sometimes disappointment when people are starting to react in a disappointed way towards you, like very not nice from the people that you think were your friends. So how can we maintain our balance, you know, instead of getting in a confrontation with them and keep our balance and our harmony so we can continue to spread the light? Any recommendations on that? Because I feel that it's getting worse, you know.
We can tell you it is. From your aspect, from your the way you look at things, you as a collective you, it is seemingly getting worse. More division is happening. Your riots, your various expressions of needing to be divided and all of these kinds of things that are happening do certainly appear to be worsening. And in some respects they are, but this must occur for the old paradigm to be stripped away. First, it needs to be brought forward. First, it needs to be shown for what it is. And the old paradigm is right now being shown for what it is, control. And many people across the planet, here in this country and other countries as well, are having enough of it. They do not want to be controlled. Deep within you, at the deep consciousness level within you, you are in control, and you know that. And any time you feel a sense of rebellion against this control factor that is happening across the planet through this virus and all of that, every time that comes up, you are realizing it and saying no. You know it for what it is, and that is someone else trying to control you. But deep within you, at the God consciousness level within you, you know it is not possible to control another person unless they allow it. Now, if you allow it, that is different. But you are not here to allow it. Those of you are here, as Saint Germain said, on your mission. And you are here to be those signers of the Declaration of Independence, to be those ones that go forward, that show the way as they did, as the forefathers of this country did. But again, it is not just for this country, it is for the entire world. And that is way we would like you to look at this. As you continue to move through your daily lives, think of this every time you go against the establishment, every time that you say, no, I will not capitulate, I will not go gently into the night. Every time that you say that, you are showing them that you will not be controlled. You are bringing up your sovereign right within you. It is a universal law that no one can control another unless they allow it. And that is what the dark forces have attempted to do, is to control you by you not even realizing that you were being controlled. Again, collective you here, you see? So as to your friends, your family, all of this, if they are not, if you are having difficulty with them through this, then they may not be the friends that you thought they were for you. And it is also, again, the separation that is occurring here, the separation of the wheat from the chaff. That is happening here and will continue to happen. And those that are not awakened yet, they may begin to awaken. They may begin to come out of their slumber. But that is for them to do, not for you to do. All you can do is put it out there, the light we speak of here. And if it is taken within each one, then it is. If it is not, then it is not. Okay?
Yes.
Does this answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Are there other questions here? Nothing further? Then we will take your email questions and then we will be done with the call.
Yes, thank you, one who serves. The first question asks about the Schumann residence and what does the recent activity show? I know that there was a blackout there for a while, 52 hours. Could you answer that, please?
Yes. We think you already know the answer to this question, though, and it has to do with the vibratory waves of energy that have been coming in and pounding the earth here over some time now. And the collective consciousness is rising across the planet as these waves of energy come in, and it is raising the heartbeat, we will say here, if you want to look at it in this respect, the consciousness of the planet. And the Schumann residence is representative of that, as the electrical connections with the collective consciousness of man continues to raise here. Okay?
Yes, thank you. The second question is, after the solar flash and ascension, what will happen to individuals with physical or mental disabilities?
After the solar flash and through the full ascension, there is no concern about those. They will be taken care of. In fact, many of them that do not leave in the process, leave in terms of leaving their physical bodies, many of them will become full again, we will say here, because they will have completed what they came here to do. And they will be a part then of the ascension and moving into the fifth dimensional expression. And as you know, as you move into the fifth dimensional expression and those much higher vibrations, there can be no abnormalities, there can be no diseases, no sicknesses, no anything that is of lower vibration to affect you. You see?
Yes, thank you. And our final question is also, after the ascension and raising into fifth dimension or higher, are there any cabal members still present on the earth?
There will not be cabal members as you understand them. There will still be pockets here and there in the beginnings anyway, because of a continuing transition. As you have heard, there will be waves of ascension. And in that first wave of ascension, following the solar flash and all of this, there will be still those pockets of darkness that will be there. But after the full ascension of all of the waves of ascension, then there will be no more of that. They cannot exist in the higher vibrational frequencies. And they know that. That is why they're attempting to hold the frequency down as much as they can and as long as they can. Okay?
Yes, thank you. We're done with the question.
Very good. Then if we are done with the questions here, then we will release channel. Before we do, though, we just say, we will reiterate the words of Saint Germain. Find that power within you. It is there. It has always been there, and it has never left you. You just need to reach down deep within you and find it again and bring it up. It is the power of the God source within you and your higher self expression that comes through your fifth chakra. And that is a hint, people. Work on that fifth chakra. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.